So just to finish off this thought, we've been talking about the halachas of when you process various vegetables and fruits. So basically it comes down to in a situation where it's roiv of the achila of this fruit is in this processed state, so that's the normal bracha. If the miyat of the fruit is in this processed state and it's not recognizable what it is originally, that's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And the Shulchan Aruch says you would still make it the correct bracha, and that's the sheet of the Rambam. And the Ramah says he agrees that the Iker is like that, but he says the minhag is a mekah shahako. So something which should be a miyat, not the majority of the usage is such, but a miyat is used as such, and the minhag for the Ashkenazim is to make a shahako. But obviously, if you make a brei pi'oh, you'd be, or a brei pi'odama, whatever the case might be, that would be the correct bracha. So let's go through the definition of being recognizable, and may apply to some cases. There seems to be machlokes in the poskim that when they say we recognize it, that means that you have to be able to see pieces of it. That's one definition of recognizable. And once you lose the actual pieces, you can't see any pieces, that's automatically goes into the Ramah's din. Or the issue is if the texture is, if it still has a certain amount of texture and the mass to it, it didn't become like a liquidy pureed form of the fruit, it's still considered that it's recognizable, and the bracha would still retain its bracha. Going with that approach, there are some fruits which it's definitely so, because you can just from the texture alone you can tell what it is. Mashed bananas, you can get a feel it's a mashed banana without even seeing the banana, but just from the texture you get it's a deal with a mashed banana. So trying to apply those halachas lemaisa. So when it comes to applesauce, and one of the biggest questions is, if a person makes homemade applesauce, so there's pieces of applesauce in it, there's pieces of apples, you see the pieces, are definitely the bracha is brei pi'oh. Let's say it's cooked down to the point where it's smooth, but you didn't strain it and process it and blend it and puree it, any of that, so you just cooked it down. So there's a good argument to say the bracha is still brei pi'oh in that situation. Again, the Ikra P'sak is like the Rambam anyway, and this is a normal way of using it, and it didn't. The texture is. It still has a certain amount of mass to it. It's not. It didn't become liquidy. You get when you buy in the store, which is the strained type, which you can pour it. You know, like that type. It's very easy to pour. That would be a shahakol. Person would do the same. Something like that. If you'd mash carrots, so you mash them down, so they're not really recognizable except for the color, because the texture is not recognizable. The bracha is a shahakol. Mashed bananas is going to be a brei pi'odama still. Peanut butter normally you eat as a tofel, so it's not such a question. But a person would decide to have to bite into some peanut butter, take a spoonful of peanut butter and eat it. So what is the bracha? What is the correct bracha on that? So it's just interesting in that situation. So if it's chunky peanut butter, the bracha is brei pi'odama. If it's smooth peanut butter, so the bracha is there is an argument. Rav Shammai Zalman says the bracha is a shahakol, and the argument behind that one is even though. It is normal to make it as such, but since there is that case which is normal to make it as such, it retains its bracha, is only if that's the only normal way of when it becomes normal to use it, therefore that it retains its bracha even though it's totally unrecognizable. He holds it unrecognizable. That doesn't apply in a situation where there is another normal way of using it, which is you don't have to do that too. You eat peanuts straight. So cinnamon, the only way you have to eat cinnamon is if you cut it down into small pieces and you mix it with sugar and you eat it. So that would be the bracha, you make the regular bracha on cinnamon if that would be normal to do that. But this wouldn't be true. Mashed potatoes is a dhamma. Instant mashed potatoes. So that is, pasha the bracha is a shahakol because it's totally reduced to a different form and reconstituted. The same thing when it comes to Pringles. The bracha should be a shahakol. Rav Shammai Zalman holds both of those, the brachas are dhamma, because you make it back looking like a potato. Now you can recognize it's a potato. So that's called valid recognition. It's a kiddush to me. And he says the brachas are dhamma. But again, according to the Mikra Psak is, like the Rambam, that the bracha would be the correct bracha anyway. So it definitely, you have what to be samechan. Corn chips are made from milled corn. So it's made into a mash, and then you make it into the chip. So that's going to be a shahaka without a question. Something like potato kugel. A person makes a potato, so you make it from shredded potatoes, no question the bracha is a dhamma. if you totally puree the potatoes and then you make it, Pasha the bracha should be a shahakol in that situation. Okay, have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.